Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better act right. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don. Giving a mic on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, yeah, I do. Man, what an amazing blessing God has given me. My health, my strength, my willpower, my dreams, all of it, God gave it to me. I accept it. I work hard, but man, oh man, oh man, I work hard at something that he gave me, a gift. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, because God has gifted everyone. So I can't help but believe it. You are gifted in some way. Something about you is special and unique. Now that doesn't mean you're the only one that can sing, or you the only one that can write, or you the only one that can draw, or you the only one that can decorate, or you the only one that can network, or you're the only one. That's not what it means. Or you have a great scientific mind, or you can figure things out, or you're good at problem solving. You're not the only one. But you are a unique individual. Nobody will travel the exact path that you're on. Nobody will have everything happen in a series of circumstances in the order that you're going to have it happen to you. That's what I mean when I say that you are unique. But now, because you are gifted, you know, you have something you have to do. You know, there's a scripture. It's in Proverbs 18 and 16. I've been trying to be a little bit better at that for you, you know. So when I have an idea and I know where it is, I have somebody look the scripture up for me and hand it to me. So it's in Proverbs 18, 16, and this is the layman's term of it. It says, a man's gift make room for him and brings him before great men. It is your gift that will make room for you. Now, my interpretation of this is this. Now, I could be wrong. Please go to your local church, synagogue, temple, mosque, whatever you do, and go get clarification. But what my gift has done in making room for me is I've taken it almost in the literal sense. My gift has actually made room for me. It has cleared paths for me. My gift has opened up doors for me. That's what I take it as. It'll make room for you. My gift has broadened my ability to travel. My gift has opened my eyes to fashion. My gift has caused me to be able to provide for my family. My gift has caused me to be able to reach more people. That's what I'm saying in terms of it will make room for you. Now, there may be another interpretation. I'm just telling you how I took it. And it's worked out pretty good for me to that understanding. But I'm pretty sure Bishop Jakes, Joel Osteen, Kenneth Ulmer, got Glenn Staples, Bishop Glenn Staples. These guys can give you a much better understanding of it. I'm just giving it to you, you know, way I know how. So, you know, it's kind of, I don't know. I just like to keep it right there. But, and then it says that it brings you before great men. I mean, you know, it's going to take you places. It's going to take you places you never thought of going. You're going to meet people because of your gift. I told my son, who two of them are good photographers, you'll be taking pictures of great men. And then I mess with him. You already taking pictures of your daddy. You know, I mess with him like that. But that's just me and them just kicking it. But, you know, but one day, who knows, you could be shooting the president. You know, you could be shooting some foreign dignitaries. You know, you could be shooting great sport events. You know, you never know where it could take you. But that's your gift. But what you got to do is you got to get to moving, though. See, you can't have your gift and not do nothing with it. See, you know what that reminds me of? It's something that my father used to say, get up off your butt because you're sitting on a gold mine. He say that all the time. Boy, get up off your butt and move it because you're sitting on a gold mine. I never really quite got that when I was little, but now that I'm an adult, I got it full well. See, a lot of you are sitting on a gold mine. You're sitting on a talent or a gift that you have. You're sitting on an ability. I don't care if it's making cakes or pies. You know, I don't care. That's a gift, man. That's a talent. I don't care if it's the ability to do hair on your kitchen, on your back porch. That's a gift, man. Half of you are gifted. A lot of us are gifted. And we sitting on it. Looking at other people wondering, what can I do to make it? You already got something to make it with. If you would just get up off your behind, man, quit sitting on that gold mine. Some of you are tech savvy, just whizzes when it comes to engineering and putting stuff together and cables and wires and computers and stuff. And now you steady looking around trying to figure out, man, wonder what I can go do. Go do that. How about you go do that? You know, it ain't that hard, man. If you would just take note of what God has given you already. He has given you a gift already. He has already given you a talent. Now, the fact that you ain't using it and you sitting on your tail somewhere, what are we talking about? You blaming God for that? I tell you what, I sit around people all the time who are gifted. And I'm looking at their gifts. And they steady complaining about what they don't have, but will not get up off their behind and use the gifts that God gave them. And it's frustrating. It's got to be frustrating for you if you're doing it, because it's frustrating for me when I see it. So when these people come to me and ask me for help, I just keep going the same thing over and over. Help yourself. Man, do for you. Use your gift. It's a cat sitting behind the wall right now that's locked up, that's so good at artistry. This cat's in there tattooing everybody. Man, get out. Do it the right way. Quit selling drugs, man. You ain't going nowhere selling no drugs. You're going to jail. You're going to jail, man. And if that don't do it, somebody going to get tired of you selling drugs because they're going to want to sell them over there, and they're going to kill you. Let's just keep this thing real for just a second here. Come on, man. Get up off your butt because you're sitting on the gold mine. And you sitting up here, somebody always looking for a shortcut to the top. Ain't no shortcut. Somebody told me this the other day, man. The road to success is always under construction. It ain't paved. It ain't free of barrels. It's got detour signs on it. It's got slow men working. It's got delays. Sometimes they flip the stop sign. You got to sit there and wait. Sometimes they got slow. There's traffic. There's accidents. Somebody on the road holding up things with a flat tire. Sometimes you get a flat tire. It's nails. It's gravels. It's spike. It's everything. The road to success is always under construction. It ain't getting ready to be easy just because you done decided to do it. But don't sit around on your behind and complain all the time about what you don't have. My daddy said it, man. Get up off your butt because you're sitting on the gold mine. You got a gift. You got a talent. You got something that you can do that could make a way for you, but you won't do it. It is within you. Stop looking around. Here's where people waste the most time on the road to success, looking around at somebody else, trying to figure out, man, how can I do what they did? Do what you do. You ain't Jay-Z. You ain't. Sorry. I got a couple of your homies told you you rap better than him, but you not Jay-Z. Really, you not. You know, all of us done shot at him, but we ain't Richard Pryor. A nice shot, Steve. Bernie, D.L., all of us. We took some great shots at it. We not him. Do what you can do. Do you. Do your gift. Quit complaining about what you don't have. Get up off your butt because you're sitting on a gold mine.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people of all nationalities, religions, faith, races, you all invited here. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, non-reminiscence of the White House. Everybody is welcome here.
I thought we were recording conversations.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to tell everybody from now on, if you talk to me, your ass getting amorosa. I'm just telling you right now. I'm recording it in case it's a situation.
Okay.
We in the Situation Room. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Steve.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, Steve, Shirley, Tommy.
Hey, Junior.
Morning, Unc.
Mm-hmm. Tommy the Fool.
Yes, sir. In the building.
Yeah. We here.
Come on.
Let's get to it.
Always something.
Everywhere you go.
So I'm trying to buy this watch. I done bought the watch. I'm looking for different straps for it. Mm-hmm. The guy sets us in the store for 20 minutes, finds the strap, says you can go by tomorrow. We get up. Me and my boy Will, we in the car, we go to the big watch store. They take us upstairs in a special room. We got champagne. We chilling, everything good.
Ballin'.
We give him the information, the number to the watch, the strap we looking for.
Right.
And then found out you have reservations for this strap. Yes, we have reservations for the strap. Reservation means somebody holding it. All right. He come back. Twice, getting some more information, he come back and he says, I'm so sorry, but Jean-Pierre, I told him yesterday that we do not have that color strap, sir. I am so sorry. And now you are sitting here in front of me. Excuse me. I am going to make a phone call. He cussed this dude out so damn sexy. He didn't even know he was... Jacques Nivler, Zambriac son blitzer, vous avez tout pis sur ton flé. Vous avez ton brise. Oh, non, son, non, les socos. Non, les socos. Et vous socolez comme 40 people to computer. And then I thought I heard him say, it's two negros. He didn't really say that, but it sounds like he said, the negros, they are angry. And they are looking at me if I can tell you the black kids are pumps.
Oh,
I don't have to wonder about that. Jacques Cumplet. I know that he was saying, do you hear me?
Yeah, Jacques Cumplet.
And the dude turned around and said something. Then he got in front of him. He said, Jean-Pierre, never. So he turned around and said, I would like to offer you a 10% discount of anything in this store for the apologies of the inconvenience of your traveling. 10% off these watches ain't enough, no how. Sure the hell ain't buying none one of these.
Yeah.
So let's just go on ease on out here. Appreciate the champagne and the French cookies. Suck you, blah!
Oh, all right, listen, something funny is coming up next. We'll have more fun, more Paris stories, all of that, right after this at 32 after the hour when we come back. One more time, Steve.
Suck you, blah!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, bonjour. We are live in Paris on our working vacation. Yes, bonjour, guys. And last night, we had dinner with Steve and Marjorie.
Yes.
And man, oh man, we love going. Steve, you're great, but you know we love going to dinner with Marjorie.
Boy.
We don't have to look at a menu.
That Marjorie can order.
She can order.
Oh, she did all
order. And it's all delicious. She always does.
Oh, yeah, Tommy.
She always does. Whenever they take us out to dinner, and Marjorie, they just give the menu. Well, they gave us all menus, but
we put them down.
Yeah, we don't need to look at them because Marjorie orders everything.
From wine on down.
To dessert.
Yes.
And everything she ordered, can I tell you, it's good.
It's good.
It's good. It's good. We had lobster tacos.
What was the best thing yesterday?
Oh, let's see. We had
lobster tacos, Wagyu beef tacos.
Those were really good.
Wagyu yeah, those were tacos? Really, really, yeah. really, yeah, they were so good.
And they were the little mini tacos. Okay, little small okay. mini tacos.
We had a grilled cod. That was really good. Fish, that was really good.
Adamani.
Yeah, edamame. What else?
We had...
Why don't y'all just say everything?
Wait a minute. The tone. The tone of the bill.
What? The bill? Ain't nobody, y'all ain't see that, did you?
No,
I got that.
Just like the menu.
Yeah. Y'all ain't look at the menu, the bill, nothing.
No.
I got all that. I ain't look at the menu, but I got the bill.
And you picked the wine, by the way. We had some red wine.
It was really good.
It was so smooth and good.
Yeah,
Shirley was a little.
I got a little tipsy last night.
Yeah.
Why you say that?
One glass, Carla.
I'm telling you, Tommy.
It don't take nothing.
They gave her two glasses.
If she smelled the cork, she lit.
And every time it gets a little,
yes, Tommy.
Every time you take a couple of sips, they refill it. So I don't know how many. I don't know. I probably just had one glass, but yeah.
Meanwhile, Junior, the lush over here, I was
What
bill? Go ahead, get another one,
Marjorie. No, hold up. Mississippi Monica, though.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, what
Mon have? I don't care where you, what you think she has. She don't know how to go nowhere and raise up to the level.
She had vodka, pineapple juice.
Yeah.
We had Matsuhisha. Just try something.
Uh-huh.
It's wine. It's... Y'all got Tito's? Hell no, they ain't got no Tito's over here.
They got no
damn Tito's in French. All over here by Russia. What the hell is we shipping in Tito's for? $8 a bottle. Hell they bringing that in for?
But we had a great time. Salmon. I mean, everything was just so good.
And does Aunt Marjorie order in French?
No, regular English.
She knows all these restaurants.
Yeah.
Dessert. Oh, and the thing about it was, Steve can't talk because he's so hungry. He might say the wrong thing, cut somebody out.
I've learned not to talk. Yeah. To people.
He doesn't talk. He just sits there.
Not until I get some food.
And looks around. Then once he gets his food, and we all let him eat first before we even touch the
stuff. Because we sat down and I said, "What's wrong with you?"
Okay, wait. Y'all didn't let
him
eat first. Now.
What that mean?
That didn't happen, Tommy.
I thought we did.
I was about to say,
I was sitting by
watch
him
eat and then don't eat till he gets
Tommy,
food?
That ain't true. Boy, no.
I thought we did, though.
That's
how y'all
going to
watch me
bubbly,
eat?
You know,
everything
Not let you pick first off the plate.
Because, you know, they bring, it wasn't like
Well,
dinner.
My wife got it for me. Yeah. She put the stuff on my plate for me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I just start stabbing food if I'm home. let me, Steve, you want that? Yeah.
And Tommy, can I tell you about your uncle?
Come on.
He was so fly last night. He was Versace down. You hear me?
Yeah. The gear was off the chain.
Versace.
Y'all got some pictures from him?
Yeah. Go to Steve Harvey FM on social media. You can see all
Steve
of our
Harvey
pictures.
FM.
Yeah.
Your site.
You ain't never been on that site.
I cannot.
It's Steve Harvey FM. Where's that?
Yeah, but you would have loved it, Tommy. This Versace jacket he had on and the matching shirt under it. It was nice.
Yeah, Marjorie was fly.
Yeah.
She was rocking the Gucci.
Gucci, yeah.
Uh-huh. So we had a good time.
Yeah, we had a
so
great
when
time.
The bill came, you know what I said?
How much was it?
Thousands, Tommy.
Thousands? Yeah. How many of y'all was there?
How many people was there?
Five
bodyguard,
people. Yeah, five
Will, his wife, Mississippi Monica. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did we talk about dessert? Chocolate molten cake, vanilla bean ice cream.
Oh, and then the two drivers, Laurent and myself.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bodyguard Will and his wife going to have their own bounce up a check. And then I don't know them
see,
like that.
See?
So
Separate checks.
Yeah. See right there, that now, Tommy.
That's not nice.
Tommy.
They can't split a check in
Tommy,
France.
I can't go.
You can't
Tommy,
do that.
Tommy,
no, we can't
Tommy,
go.
Tommy, I ain't going nowhere with you talking about no separate check.
If they got some paper, they can split the check. What is
you
talking
about? You know that's Mr. Inventory over here. That boy was.
Yeah. Man, I'm not doing that at this table. I got this one. You get the next one.
Oh, that's nice.
Ain't nobody at that table.
Some of the dudes I'm with, I was out with Samuel Jackson, Magic, and J.P. Palmer.
Now, that's different.
We all sitting in Portofino, our wives, or other guests on that.
Mm-hmm.
Bill came. J.P. said, I got this one. You get the next.
Cool. Nice.
And it worked out that way.
Everybody you just mentioned, they can do that. You can't sit at that table you were sitting at last night. And did anybody say, I got the next one? Did anybody say that?
You know I did.
Have they ever said it to you, Tommy?
We just be sitting up there lying if that's it. That's the case. We just be telling lies.
Thousands. So you
Thank
have
you.
How many people at
Thank
the table?
Thank you, Steve.
10 people at the table?
About 10.
Yeah, it was about 10.
About 10.
But it was really nice.
Ow,
yeah.
My chest. Mm. Ow.
So yeah. You having chest pains?
10 people.
10,000 to eat?
No.
Okay,
no,
let's try
10 people, Junior. Oh.
Okay.
Okay, what, by 3,000?
We had...
Yeah, a little bit, just somewhere between 3 and 4.
God.
Oh, so God. Tommy, you got that.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, I got...
See that?
Man. We'd have split that
all
thing.
Right. Coming
thank you, Steve. Thank you to you and Marjorie.
I'd have been on there asking, who the hell ordered gratuity? Who ordered that right there?
All right, coming up next is the King of Pranks with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, the nephew is here to make us laugh with today's Run That Prank Back. What you got, King of Prank?
We're on our way to church, Shirley. We are going to Lorenzo, the choir director. Lorenzo, the choir director.
He's smarter than Tommy, too.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Lorenzo. Lorenzo, please. Speaking. That's what's calling. Hi, this is, I'm Bernard. I'm giving you a call on behalf of Missionary Baptist Church. And doing a follow-up, actually, you've been the choir director there.
Right.
For what, is it close to 6 years now?
5.5 years, yes.
Okay. And from my understanding, you're doing a great job. Everyone seems to love what you're doing on Sunday mornings, which is definitely a blessing for the entire congregation.
Right.
So what I was giving you a call on is there seems to be a bit of discrepancy with some of the antics that is going on when you are directing the choir on Sunday mornings.
Antics?
Say again now?
Come again? You said antics?
Well, some of the members.
Wait, who are you?
Once again, I said my name is Bernard, and I'm actually calling on behalf.
Bernard what? What's your last name?
Sir, I'm not actually a member of. But I've been asked to give you a call and bring some things to your attention and deliver the news that the church would like for you to have, okay?
And what news is that?
Well, let me get back to where I was. I was stating that some people in the congregation are actually having a problem with your antics when you're directing the choir, different things that they're not happy with. It is a sorrowful moment, I should say, for me to have to come to you and tell you that, you know, as of today, which is Sunday, we're going to have to ask you to step down as the Minister of Music.
Hold on one second. Maybe I'm not hearing you correctly. You have a problem with the Holy Spirit getting a hold of me?
Sir,
I direct the choir?
Well, it's not the Holy Spirit at all. You can shout all day. That has nothing to do with it. I guess just different antics that you have, you know, that the congregation is just not.
I need you to be a little more clear on what you're saying, antics. Please tell me what you're saying.
Sir,
is it that my hair's too long? Is it that I look too cute when I'm in the choir? What is it?
Sir, I don't want to be the one to go tick for tack with you. Like I said, I'm not a member.
No, I want you to say it. Please say it. Lord, they fired me. They fired me today. I want you to say it, and I want to know if the pastor hired me, why didn't he fire me?
Well, you know, it's kind of like a business, you know. The higher-ups really keep their hands clean on these type of things. and there's always someone that has to deliver the message, you know. And I
understand that, but I want you to explain to me what antics. Please tell me.
I'm not gonna sit here.
No. You call to deliver the news. I need to know what antics.
Okay. Are you wearing different hairstyles every other Sunday? Is your hair just completely different? And
I go to the damn beauty shop every Saturday morning. I want to look cute just like everybody else want to look cute on Sunday morning. But, yes, I do.
Right.
So you got a problem with that?
Sir, like I said, I'm just a messenger. I don't have a problem with what, you know, you're doing.
Well, who had a problem with you?
Evidently, people...
A lot of some helpers in now that I'm looking better than.
Okay. Let me go ahead and ask you something else.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wearing blue contact lenses?
I had on gray today. My damn suit was gray, so I had on gray. Tonight, when I was going back for the musical, I was going to have on green.
You was going to wear green?
What's going on?
Sir, Lorenzo, you were going to wear green contact lenses?
You damn skippy.
Okay, well, are they prescribed?
They prescribed if I bought them.
See, sir, Lorenzo, these are the type of antics that they're talking about.
So, y'all, I want you to see it. Y'all see it. Please say it.
Say it. That never was stated, Lorenzo.
But you asked me about my contacts. You asked me about my hair.
Right, but I didn't ask you about anything else, though, Lorenzo.
I just want you to get to the point. Please, sir. Please. So, are you representing the church or what? Are you in the HR department? I don't understand.
I actually speak on behalf of Pastor.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. You tell to call me himself, because I'm going to show up at the musical tonight, and I'm going to have my green contacts on with my green suit.
Lorenzo, I'm asking you now not to show up for the actual musical tonight.
And if I show up, what's going to happen?
You definitely won't be...
What's going to happen if I show up? Y'all going to put me out?
We can't put you out of the Lord's house, but you won't be playing or participating in the musical.
Y'all trying to crucify me.
Ain't nobody's trying to crucify
you.
Yeah,
y'all trying to crucify me.
Okay, you know what? I'm not going to go back and forth.
I'm too cute for all of y'all. That's what the problem is.
Hey, look, I don't have all day. I'm passing on the message, and that's clear. I'm just letting you understand that your job is completely terminated at this point. Is that understood?
Hell no. I'm coming to the program tonight, and I'm going to turn that I've been a member there for 5.5 years, and we're going to do it right. I'll let you know who I am.
Wait.
This is what all this is all about.
It's about your antics. That's what it's about.
My antics.
This is what the congregation is talking about. You, did you just hear what you said?
Talk to me face to face. Y'all pointing fingers at me?
Sir, I'm not pointing the finger at you, sir.
You pointing them at me. I tell you what, hold on one second, because I'm going to call.
Wait just a minute. I got one more thing to say before you do that. Are you listening to me?
Yeah, I'm listening to your
sir, you're not going to talk to me in that tone. Are you listening to
me? You didn't call and disrespect me with my answer.
I got one more thing I want to say to you. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your entire mass choir.
What? Nephew who?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Lord have mercy. Let me hang up my house, folks. I'm calling the pastor right now. You laughing? I want to know who put you up to.
You all right, man?
Hell no, I ain't all right. I got to get ready for the damn program tonight.
Well, Lorenzo, look here. Turn it out, because they tell me you know how to turn a church out on Sunday morning.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You all right?
I need you to call me before you ask. That's what you need to do.
Okay, man. I got one more question for you. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's the first man I every morning.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in 20 minutes, we're going to see if Uncle Steve is smarter than Nephew Tommy today. Today?
Yeah.
What? This is not going away.
Tommy, yes. I ain't sharp today.
I ain't
sharp the last 2 days.
You're not sharp. All right. It's an announcement when I say
it. It's news. It's headlines. Yeah.
Breaking news like right. a CNN. Yeah. Well, it is time for today's entertainment news. Stevie Wonder just visited Aretha Franklin. So as a Reverend Jesse Jackson, this is according to U.S. Weekly, they are among the longtime friends who've spent time with the Queen of Soul at her home in Detroit. Also, Miss Franklin's nephew, Tim Franklin, tells People magazine that she's alert, she's laughing, she's teasing, and she is able to recognize people. That is very encouraging news.
Yeah, that's good.
The family is there with her. She's home, although she is seriously ill. Tim Franklin says the family is trying to keep her spirits up and go from there.
Good.
Keep your prayers going
that's
up.
That's right.
Keep
right.
your prayers, yeah.
Yeah.
In our related news, an Aretha Franklin tribute show is being planned for New York this fall. Clive Davis, of course, who helped revive the Queen of Soul's career back in the 80s when he signed her onto his Arista label, has helped produce all of Franklin's releases ever since, is overseeing the concert. And so we got to look out for that this fall. Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. It's about time. So deserving for the Queen of Soul. In other entertainment news, Serena Williams has teamed up with Nike on a line of high-end athletic wear. I love that.
Okay.
It's called the Queen Collection. It will debut at the U.S. Open later this month, and it will include a tennis dress with a little tutu-like skirt in both black and white.
All hers look like tutu.
Yeah. And why is that, Steve?
Because she blessed.
Yes, she is. And Tommy highly favored.
What'd you say, Tommy?
She's highly favored. Yes.
Yes, it's going to have a bag with it as well, along with the black and white tutu, a jacket, and three pairs of sneakers. So we got to say congratulations to Serena.
That's
yeah, and she's been going through. She's coming back now. She's coming back now.
Oh, she's been doing good, though.
Yeah, I mean, with the postpartum and everything after she had her baby, you know.
And that was big of her to come out.
Yeah, to let people know what was going on with her. Yeah, because she can help a lot of people,
well,
a lot of women.
Well, she said something was wrong.
Well, postpartum, you know, after you have a baby. Yeah.
The depression. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get depressed and stuff.
Yeah. But I think.
Well, you don't know because you've never had a baby.
Yeah, right. That's why I'm just. You see me quiet. Yeah.
But women, you may know women who've had babies and have been depressed afterwards.
The baby's 17.
Did you guys have it? Shirley called it. Did y'all have postpartum?
No, I didn't. I didn't have it because
it was so bad in my house. I took the postpartum pill.
Postpartum.
You stop. He's asking Shirley. You ain't had no baby. Be quiet.
I didn't. And I don't know anything about it.
It's just a depression, a real letdown.
I know what that is.
Yeah, that you feel after you had a baby. Well, and you know what it feels. What do you?
No, I don't know. I don't know nothing about letdown having a baby. I know it's letdown after you marry somebody. Had that postpartum. And it was a letdown after you stole all my money. That was postpartum. I had it really bad then.
Does everything have to be about you, sir? Everything.
We were talking about Serena and how she is helping women and mothers that are trying to do
she helping me too.
Careers and having
we
babies.
We all benefited from
this. Because you got postpartum.
Because I've been trying to figure out what it was all these damn years.
She's working through it, Steve. Anyway, it is time to
I worked through it, too, in court.
All right, we're moving on now, sir. It's time to introduce Miss Ann to get our headlines, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Be sure behind.
Thank you, guys. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Well, President Trump has taken the highly unusual step of revoking the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan. Since stepping down as CIA Director last year, Brennan has tweeted just 51 times. However, many have been pointed attacks on the president. Again, like he was CIA Director under this president. He's gone, and he's been tweeting. The one he sent Tuesday says, for instance, "It's astounding how often you fail to live up to minimum standards of decency," unquote. That's what he tweeted to the president. Anyway, that's why White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Trump did what he did.
At this point in my administration, any benefits that senior officials might glean from consultations with Mr. Brennan are now outweighed by the risks posed by his erratic conduct and behavior.
Now, of course, she's reading a statement from the president. Former top officials have lost their security clearances in the past when they violated regulations, but never for criticizing the president. And the president says that as part of this review, he's evaluating actions with respect to some other former government higher-ups, including former FBI Director James Comey, former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Susan Rice, just-fired FBI agent Peter Strzok, and some others. And everybody on that list has either criticized him or been criticized by President Trump. The man who prosecutors say destroyed Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last month pled not guilty in court yesterday. 24-year-old Clay Austin charged with felony vandalism. Austin's accused of destroying the honorary star with a pickaxe July 25th, leaving a hole in the cement. He turned himself in. He says, I don't think I should be charged with a crime because what I did was about positive political change. Anyway, back in 2016, another guy, 53-year-old James Lambert Otis, also took a pickaxe to Trump's Hollywood star. He pled no contest to one count of felony vandalism. The man who murdered John Lennon up for parole again today, the next week, Mark David Chapman, scheduled to go before the parole board, and it'll be Chapman's 10th try for release. Aretha Franklin said to be in serious condition still, ill health, although no one has divulged exactly what the Queen of Soul is stricken with. There were words a couple of years ago she had pancreatic cancer. Jet Magazine reports said, in fact, it is cancer, but that has never been confirmed. The family still asking for prayers, and ministers, not just in Detroit but elsewhere, are doing just that.
Specific reason for one particular person, the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. God, if anybody's able, you able.
And yes, there are prayers everywhere. TMZ says the 76-year-old Grammy Award-winning singer's family was told 2 weeks ago that she could go at any time. She only weighs around 85 pounds. On a much lighter note, today is National Tell-A-Joke Day. So how about some vintage Rodney Dangerfield?
My wife, she don't go for me either. I'm not a good-looking guy. Well, Halloween, I open a front door, kids give me candy. Are you kidding? I know I'm ugly. My dog found out we look alike. He killed himself.
Ears up, Steve Harvey Nation. The crew's live today in Paris. Let's find out if Uncle Steve is smarter than his nephew. We'll be back 20 minutes after the hour in the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bonjour, bonjour. We are still live in Paris having the times of our lives. No, that's
Spanish.
That's not, yeah. It's merci beaucoup. Thank you very much.
What did he just say?
Gracias.
Why are we playing this game?
You want to do over?
We're live in Paris. Glasses. Thanks to our beautiful boss, Steve Harvey. Go to SteveHarveyFM.com.
Ain't no Spanish people in Paris? Ain't no Spanish people in Paris?
Yes, it's Spanish people everywhere.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so just like there might be some French people in Mexico. I mean, what is your point?
Exactly.
On all social media, Steve Harvey FM, that's where you can go to see our pictures, our videos. And now it is time to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Are you smarter?
Okay, that does nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
We're going to switch it around this time, Steve.
All right, he going to go first.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go out the
room. Okay, all right.
Bye.
All right.
All right.
Do that now. Oh, wait, let me hear that noise again. Mm-hmm, yeah.
That
ain't the speed you answering the question.
It never helps.
It ain't
never helps. Okay, Steve, walk it out. Stop making that noise. That dumb noise. All right, you got your thinking cap on, nephew?
I'm trying. No. Let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
That's what all the noise is about, Carl.
That's what the noise is. Oh. That's putting all the right. cap on. That's when I put the
all
cap
right,
on.
All right, let's get ready.
Come on. Top surveys on the board.
All right, Tommy, the clock is going to start at 60 seconds. It'll start right after I read the first question. Mm-hmm. Which First Lady of the United States was also a U.S. Senator?
Hillary Clinton.
The NCAA regulates college athletes. What do the letters NCAA stand for?
National College Athletic Association.
Margarine is used as a replacement for what?
Butter.
Diana Prince is the name of which superhero?
Pass.
Who is the current supreme leader of North Korea?
Kim Jong-un.
Who was a legendary monk that invented champagne?
God, dog. I don't know. Pass.
What is the world's largest ocean?
Pacific.
50 Cent was once a rapper with which group?
Pass.
What color jersey is worn by the winners of the Tour de France?
Yellow.
What is sushi traditionally wrapped in?
Rice.
All right, so guys, what you think?
Tommy did okay. Right. Yeah, he did okay.
Okay, I ain't gonna cut it now.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
See, I like pressure.
So, okay, we'll find out who's smarter.
All of them?
No, no. We'll find out who's smarter. Is it Uncle Steve or is it Nephew Tommy? We're playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Are
Tommy.
You... Yes, sir.
I'm going to let you win today.
Shut up. Just come on.
We're playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Steve is back in the room. Tommy did all right, Steve. He did all right. He didn't do too badly. Right. Yeah. All right, so you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Clock will start 60 seconds right after I ask you the first question. Which First Lady of the United States was also a U.S. Senator?
Hillary Clinton.
The NCAA regulates college athletes. What do the letters NCAA stand for?
National Collegiate Athletic Association.
Margarine is used as a replacement for what?
Butter.
Diana Prince is the name of which superhero?
Wonder Woman.
Who is the current supreme leader of North Korea?
Kim Jong-un.
Who was the legendary monk that invented champagne?
Pass.
What is the world's largest ocean?
Pacific.
50 Cent was once a rapper in which rap group?
G-Unit.
What color jersey is worn by the winners of the Tour de France?
Yellow.
What is sushi traditionally wrapped in?
Seaweed.
What was the Hunchback of Notre Dame's real name?
Herman. Herman the Hunchback.
In Greek mythology,
time's up.
Hey,
that was
good.
Oh, my God.
Herman! All right, we got a tally.
Didn't Herman and Mars have a hump on his back or something?
Oh, you thinking about Frankenstein?
You're thinking of Frankenstein. I think he got me.
You think so? He was good. He was good. Yeah. Steve was good, Tommy.
Yeah. I didn't get G-Unit at all.
Yeah.
I was surprised he got that.
Right. I didn't get that damn Wonder Woman.
Shirley, give us the answers real quick.
All right, here we go. We're going to tally, and I'll give you the answers. Which First Lady of the United States was also a U.S. Senator? Hillary Clinton.
He got that one right.
Yeah. The NCAA regulates college athletes. What do the letters NCAA stand for?
He got that right.
Mm-hmm. National Collegiate Athletic Association.
So technically,
he missed it.
Yeah.
He halfway.
Yeah. Margarine is used as a replacement for what? Butter.
Diana, you got that right.
Diana Prince is the name of which superhero? Wonder Woman.
I knew that.
Yeah, you did.
He don't know that. It's been on TV, a movie.
Who is the current supreme leader of North Korea?
Okay.
Kim Jong-un.
What he said? What he said?
What'd you say?
Kim Jong-un.
Fix it, baby. Fix it.
Kim Jong-un.
So technically,
technically my ass. You know that's right. We ain't got to know his name. You ain't get it that right either.
I did get it right.
Who was the legendary monk that invented champagne? Dom Perignon. What is the world's largest ocean? Pacific Ocean.
We both got that right.
50 Cent was once a rapper in which rap group? G-Unit.
Did you do it, Shirley?
I got that one.
Yeah, you did.
Tommy, you ain't get that?
Nope.
Damn. What color jersey is worn by the winners of the Tour de France? Yellow.
I got that.
What is sushi traditionally wrapped in? Seaweed.
He said rice.
It's wrapped in rice.
Dog, it ain't wrapped in rice.
What was the Hunchback of Notre Dame's real name? Quasimodo.
It ain't Herman.
Not Herman. So let's see. Tally.
You got me by two, I think.
Tommy, you got 6. Steve, you got 9.
Yeah.
Steve, you are smarter than nephew Tommy.
It'll be better if you just ask us the question. Let us answer it right away. Whoever jump in first.
You want to try it that way?
Yeah,
next
let's try
time.
That.
Okay, we'll try it.
Right. Let's try a couple right now.
Come on.
Ask a question in the mic right quick.
Let's see. Actor Clark Gable said the line, "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn." In what movie?
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind.
I beat him.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How you beat me?
I didn't hear. It's a delay from where I'm at then.
Oh,
there
boy.
Ain't no
shut
delay.
I said it before she finished her sentence.
You ain't no, this is digital. No damn delay digital.
I'm telling you.
Fool. Boy.
We're out of time. We got to go. We'll do it again. All right, coming up, the prank phone call. Okay, prank phone call coming up from the King of Pranks right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so we just finished playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Steve, you won again.
Yeah. But you've got to win graciously, Steve.
Yes.
Y'all got a lot of tension. Y'all arguing about this. It's
That's
just a game.
He not handling the losses. He wasn't gracious to the listeners.
I know he was.
Y'all said that. Why I got to be gracious?
Yeah. You know,
I've asked y'all to change the name of this damn game.
You think you're smarter than me? You think you're smarter than Nephew Tommy?
I was gracious to the listeners. The problem was these three and J. Anthony Brown was dogging me out. If I lost, yo dumb ass, you stupid. I had to step up.
Well, listen to the answers you was giving.
You was giving
I'm
dinosaur.
Yeah, that's the biggest animal ever been on this earth.
So it makes sense to me.
It said, what's the largest land animal on earth?
Yeah.
Living.
Yeah. All right, here's a question before we get to the prank, nephew. In Greek mythology, who turned all that he touched into gold?
Zeus.
Today, Tommy. Answer.
Is he wrong?
Anthropoles. Just say anything.
Yeah, but that's something.
Say, just answer.
Yeah.
Troy, Brad Pitt. Just try something. Yeah,
Hercules.
He tried Hercules. Is that your final answer?
Atlas. No, that's Medusa.
Medusa turned the key, boy,
Midas.
Yeah, it was Midas. Gold. Yeah. The Midas clue touch. In that was gold. Yeah.
But see, as soon as I said Zeus, I threw his ass.
Yeah, you
he
did.
He intimidated now. Wow, he knew that right away.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, I don't believe in what she believes in.
Okay.
But right now, the nephew is here. This is something you're great at, Tommy. You're great at this. You're the king of this, the king of pranks. What you got?
I got it. I got pizza delivery. Pizza delivery. Sounds pretty simple, don't it? Sounds pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah,
we do it all the time.
Sounds just like your answer.
Okay. We all love
simple.
Pizza delivery. Let's run it. See, he keeps it going.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he does.
And if we keep playing this, I'm telling y'all, by October, we're going to be ready to whoop each other's ass. I'm telling you, we need to quit playing this game.
October.
You ain't going to have had a win by then. That's what's scary.
Pizza delivery.
It better not be Papa John.
It does. You'd be surprised at what he says.
No pizza. May I help you?
Hello, I'm trying to order pizza.
Okay, can you hold for me, please?
All right.
Okay, sorry about that, sir. Can I take your order?
Yeah, I need to order 10 pizzas.
You want 10 pizzas? And what kind of crust was that going to be?
I need 6.
Can you talk up for me, please?
I need 6 cheese pizzas. 6 cheese pizzas on thin crust.
What kind of crust was that again?
Thin.
6 cheese thin crust pizzas. And do you want any other toppings on that, sir?
No, I need two meat lovers.
What was that again? Can you speak up a little bit? I'm really having a hard time hearing you.
I need 2 meat lovers.
2 meat lovers, is that?
Yes, 2 meat lovers.
2 meat lovers pizza. Okay, and what kind of crust would you like on that, sir?
That's thick crust.
You said you wanted thin crust on that?
Thick.
So I'm having a really hard time hearing you. Can you speak up for me?
I need 2 meat lovers with thick crust.
Thick crust. Okay. Okay.
All right. And then the last is 2 veggies on thin crust.
2 bed sheets?
Veggies. Veggies.
Veggies. 2 veggies. 2 veggies on the thick crust.
Do y'all deliver to gated community?
Okay, can you hold for a second for me, please, sir? Okay, sorry about that, sir. Okay, can I get your phone number?
342-689.
Okay, I heard 342-689, but I didn't get the rest of those numbers. Can I get an area code or?
No, my number 342-689.
Okay, I need to get the whole 7 digits and the area code so that we can put you in the computer to try to find your location.
I told you my number. My number is 342-689.
Okay, sir. Let me get my manager on the phone, phone. Uh-huh. He's giving me like six numbers. I'll take care of it.
Sir, how are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right, I ordered 10 pizzas, 6 cheese pizzas, 2 meat lovers, and 2 veggies. I'm trying to see if, do y'all have a problem delivering to a gated community?
Oh, not at all. We deliver to a gated community all the time. Let me just get a number for you and an address.
Right, my number 342-689.
Sir, that's only 6 digits. We need 7 digits. Well, actually, your area code plus your 7 digits.
Okay, I don't. If you just leave it with the guard, he'll make sure I get it.
No, sir, I don't think you understand. I need to have a phone number where I can call you. We can go in and out of the gate. That's not a problem. When I get there, I want to deliver directly to you.
You can't go in and out that gate. Shh, listen, you can't go in and out that gate.
Sir, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you speak up some?
Okay, I'm trying to get 10 pizzas delivered, and you just drop it off with the guard.
Sir, I understand what you're saying. I'm trying to deliver the pizza to you directly. The guard is not who's getting the pizza, right? I'm delivering it.
Well, he gonna pay you. I'm cool with the guard. He gonna pay you.
Okay. Well, where are you located? Let's do this. Where are you located?
I'm in Angola.
Angola?
Angola.
Where is Angola?
Angola. Y'all don't know where Angola? I'm in Angola.
Angola, Louisiana?
The penitentiary.
Huh? So we can't deliver pizza to Angola penitentiary?
Look, I ordered 10 pizzas from her. 6 cheese pizzas, 2 meat lovers, and 2 veggies. Look, I can't be on this phone too much longer.
Listen, sir, I know what you're saying, but we're not delivering to Angola. Do you know where we're located? You got to call somebody. We're in Dallas. Look, you got to call somebody in Angola, Louisiana.
Look, I'm trying to get these 10 pizzas. Look, I'm not finna go back and forth with you.
Exactly, and I'm not going to go back and forth with you either. We are unable to deliver this pizza to you, okay?
Why?
Because you are in the penitentiary, sir. No one delivers pizza to people in the penitentiary.
People in the penitentiary can't order pizza?
No, sir, they cannot. We do not deliver to the penitentiary. And then we're in Dallas. Do you know how long it would take to get pizza to Angola?
I don't give a d-. Let me tell you, okay, who the manager there?
I am the manager. You're speaking with the manager.
What's your name?
Never mind what my name is. Just know that I'm the manager.
Okay, let me say this to you, since you're the manager there. If I don't get no pizzas here tonight, when I get out in 3 years, I'm coming down there and I'm going to f*** you up.
So who the f*** you think you're talking to? You ain't going to f*** me up. In 3 years, I won't be here. But matter of fact, I just might stay here for 3 years. So when you come back...
Let me tell you something. If y'all don't bring these pieces to this penitentiary and get it to the guard before he get off work, then there's going to be some around here. Now, I didn't order these 10 pizzas and everybody on the cell block is waiting on them.
Sir, I don't care about you and your folk on your cell block. You are in the penitentiary, and I don't even know why you calling. Are you on my phone? This is a business, okay? And I have a job to do. I am not delivering pizzas to a penitentiary.
So y'all discriminating about where y'all bring pizzas at?
No, we don't discriminate, but we ain't located in Angola unless you're going to give me some petrol for my metro. I ain't coming.
Let me tell you something. I want you to remember these numbers. 342-689. If you see that spray painted on your house or that damn pizza place, then you know my and got out and I'm looking for your 342-689.
I don't give a about 342-689 and 743. What I'm saying is your is grass if you come up here in 3 years, and guess what? Don't drop the soap.
Who you think you talking to?
That's what I said.
Who you think you talking to?
You better get off my phone.
I got one more thing to tell you before I get out in 3 years. What? These are the last words I'm going to say to you.
What's that?
You listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. Say what you got to say.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, my goodness. You got to be. You got to be freaking kidding me, man. Oh, my God. Oh, God, this is Nephew Tommy.
All right, thank you, Nephew. Up next, it is today's Strawberry Letter. I don't believe what she believes in.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve is back from vacation, his first week back. We've been having a great time in Paris.
Yeah.
And it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need some advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and simply click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter on the air today live, like we're going to do this one. Right, Steve?
Just like this here.
Man, I'm so excited about these letters.
Wow, that was really convincing, Steve.
Send us more.
Yeah. Pull up, you know, not so sincere.
And with the Oscar
with your response.
Best lead in a drama.
OMG.
All right. All right, nephew, let's go.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, I don't believe what she believes in. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 32-year-old Hispanic man, and I am dating the most amazing woman. I am ready to share the rest of my life with her. She is a beautiful, loving, honest, strong black female, and our chemistry is undeniable. So here's my problem. She is a Christian, and I am an atheist / non-believer. We've made our relationship work so far.
She black.
Yeah, she's a strong black female, and their chemistry is undeniable, he says. Here's the problem. She's a Christian, and I am an atheist, non-believer. We've made our relationship work so far, and we respect each other's views. But I can't help but wonder if and how this would affect our future. I'm also sure that that side of her family is not too keen on me being a non-believer. But I don't think they should play a pivotal role in her decision-making. She's an amazing woman, and I don't want to lose her over this. Do you think our relationship can survive this? Please give me your honest advice. Well, no is my honest advice to your question, do you think our relationship can survive this? And I say that because as a Christian, your faith and what you believe in, your belief in God and Jesus dying and rising on that third day, that is pretty much the lifeblood of our very existence as Christians. I mean, so if you're a practicing Christian and you believe that the Bible is God's word and so on and so on, the beliefs, that, you know, you're a follower of Christ, it is hard for me to even believe that she's in a relationship with an atheist non-believer because it goes against everything, like I said, that is her lifeblood, what she believes in. So maybe she's not a practicing Christian. Maybe she, you know, sometimes people backslide. Maybe she's on the fence or something like that. But as far as this is going to affect your future, if she's like she is now, it sounds like you guys are working it out. But if she starts to... She doesn't sound like a Christian to me. And I'm just going to... She doesn't. She doesn't sound like that because she's in a relationship with an atheist non-believer.
Oh,
yeah. It's just hard, you know, if you're a Christian and a believer, to be in a relationship like that. So I don't get it. I don't understand this relationship. I don't even see how it's worked up until this point. And as far as the future, you know, how are you going to raise your kids, things like that. I mean, I'm sure there are people out there that do it every single day. I just don't see how this is going to work. That is my honest opinion as far as this is concerned. I'm surprised that it's gone this far, actually, between a Christian and a non-believer, because that is our very lifeblood of our existence, our belief in God. All right. So, listen, good luck. As Christians, we don't even believe in luck. See there? But, you know, I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work. And again, I'm really, really, really surprised that it's worked this far. And you see that her family is not having it. You put that in the letter. They sound like real Christians. And real Christians, you can coexist in the world. But as far as our loving relationship, it's extremely hard. Because when there's problems, and there's always going to be problems, who do you turn to? Who are you praying? Are you trying to get help? Do you want, you know, who are you praying to? Steve, to whom are you praying?
Okay, well, listen here. What Shirley said is 1,000% correct. She's coming from the standpoint of a Christian. Yeah. She's coming from the standpoint of biblical theology. She's coming from the standpoint of being equally yoked. She studied this. Shirley's Christian. I'm not finna talk to you like that. The Christian portion of the show is over. This is hood talk now. Since you're a 32-year-old Hispanic man, and you're talking to damn near 62-year-old black man, let's just have this damn conversation the way you need to hear it. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. I met this most amazing woman. I'm ready to share the rest of my life with her. She's a beautiful, loving, honest, strong black female, and our chemistry is undeniable. So here's my problem. She is a Christian, and I am an atheist slash non-believer. What is that?
He doesn't believe.
Don't believe what?
In God. Okay. He doesn't believe. He's an atheist.
Okay, cool. Now, before y'all start tweeting me and all this here, I don't do atheism, never have, don't promote it. Do I knock it? Yes, because I'm a promoter of people of faith. You can be a Muslim, you can be Jewish, you can be Catholic, you can be a witness, you can be just a Christian, you can be whatever you want to be, long as you got some form of faith. How you exist with no faith at all is beyond me. So sorry, pimp, you done called the wrong show. Something wrong with you and any other atheist listening. So if you're going to start tweeting it, take his show. I don't want to sponsor him no more. Most people with companies know the Lord. You ain't gonna get me put off the air because I don't promote atheism. So you can go on, save your little damn protester, because the nine of y'all can sign this petition. They not gonna take me off for nine. Sick of it. Now let me tell you this right here. You were not born an atheist. You are taught this. There is something innate in the human nature that makes you know deep in your soul there is a higher power. We all feel this some kind of way. So you were taught this by some other non-believers that you are an atheist and there is no God. There is no God, dog. Mm. How can you say that? Okay. Let me ask you a question.
All right, hang on, Steve.
Now, I'm going to get back to the hood. The little Christian came out just now.
I'm putting him
back up.
He's about to testify in a minute.
I'm going to get the hood back out.
All right, listen, we're going to have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour. The subject of my letter today is I don't believe what she believes in. We'll be back at 23 after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's letter.
This ain't no recap. This man, 32, he's an atheist. Mm-hmm. He'd have met this amazingly wonderful black woman who is a believer. Mm-hmm. He tripping. They talking about she's beautiful, loving, honest, and the chemistry. Here's our problem. She's a Christian. I'm an atheist, non-believer. We made our relationship work so far. We respect each other's views, but I can't help but wonder how this will affect our future. Mm. Bruh, you already know something wrong.
Yeah.
You already know something wrong. Why you writing me? Because you know something is wrong with this.
Yeah.
This beautiful, can our relationship survive this? That's at the end. Do you think our relationship can survive this? Please give me your honest advice. I'm finna give you my honest advice about that. And you wrote in because you're wondering how this is gonna work in the long run.
In the future. Mm-hmm.
This cannot work unless you are making this a godless relationship. This cannot work unless she is on board with you of making this a godless relationship. And then that ain't gonna work. So now where we at? Mm. You're in a godless relationship. That ain't gonna work. She believe in God. You don't. You think it's gonna be a problem because you already know it's a problem. This wonderful relationship. With y'all sitting up saying grace over food, you just eating.
You done started
what
already.
Doing?
You done just started in. You ain't bowed your head or nothing right here.
She's not practicing. She's not.
Y'all driving in the car. The car go off the cliff. She hollering for Jesus. You ain't got nothing you can say. You can't help. Jesus! You just, what you hollering?
Geronimo.
See, all this here, I'm telling you, man, now this can't work, bruh. Now listen, let me explain something to you. And then you said, I'm not also sure that her side of the family is not too keen on me being a non-believer. I don't think they should play a pivotal role in this decision-making right here. Let me tell you something about black people.
Come on now.
You being a Latino, Mexican, whatever you is, you ought to know this too. Because Latino families is just like black families. You know, good and hell well, they got something to do with this damn decision. And when you carry her ass in there and tell her that you don't believe in no God, you ain't got a Santa Maria card. You ain't set up in here. You ain't got no rosaries. You ain't got nothing. You just up in here. You just know Spanish. Every Latino I know got some type of religious band in their life.
Yes.
Every single Latino I know. Yes, you took your Hispanic ass up in here talking about I'm a non-believer. I ain't never met drug dealers.
Yeah.
Got monuments when you break in their house on 48 hours. They got the saint or something that blesses drug dealing. Pablo Escobar had a relationship with saints and God. Pablo Escobar. Now you done bought your broke ass up in here. That's probably why you broke, because you ain't got no relationship. At least drug dealers got a relationship with some type of saint or something. The mafia. The mafia go to church.
Godfather.
They have you killed while they in church. But even if they go to church, you done bought your crazy ass along talking about you don't believe in no God. And you finna tell this to some old black people.
Yeah.
They finna put your ass out. Because soon as you come up to the house for Thanksgiving and they say, let us pray, everybody gonna be looking at you. I bet you bow your head then. Because you ain't gonna be able to take this pressure right here.
Yeah.
You over my Uncle Leslie's house and your ass don't bow your head flip. It'll be all type of what the hell wrong with
Thanksgiving
you.
Dinner, Steve.
Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah. We'll let us bow our heads. You're gonna have 100 sets of eyeballs looking at you. I know Pablo ain't finna sit up here. Now, you don't think they should play a pivotal role in decision making. Boy, Latino families is just like black families. Yeah. You know good and hell well they're going to play a role in. She's an amazing woman, and I don't want to lose her over this. Then don't lose her over this. See, let me explain something to you. You're going to lose her because of your beliefs, but she's an amazing woman because of her beliefs. Do you understand that your belief is the total cause and effect of your outcome of your life? So now your belief, you're going to lose something you think you would cherish because of your beliefs. Hold on. Don't want to become on get on the pedestal or nothing, but why don't you just become a believer? Because I'm telling you right now, if you go over to black people's house and you don't pray.
You back to Thanksgiving.
I'm just going to let you know. Julio, listen to me.
No,
this going to
no.
go bad. Don't go over no black people house because the next major holiday is Thanksgiving.
Okay, all right.
Now, hold up. Now, what's coming up in late September, the first Monday, Memorial Day?
Oh, yeah, Labor Day.
Labor Day's coming. Then let me warn you something, Juan. Listen to me.
Barbecue.
Listen to me. Uh-huh. It's going to be some barbecuing going on on the 2nd and 3rd, that whole weekend.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be down in San Diego.
Yes, we will.
But it's going to be some barbecuing going on. Mm-hmm. When you go over there, you might deal with it at the barbecue, but you're going to get your ass whooped at the barbecue because they're going to be outside. And blacks is more apt to fight outdoors than at Thanksgiving because we usually over Big Mama house.
You
can't fight
break
in Big
it down,
Mama
Steve.
House.
Break
but
it down.
If you go over there to the barbecue where they drinking beer and stuff and they playing cards and you bring dominoes and you bring up the fact that you don't believe in the Lord, probably going to get your ass whooped at that holiday.
And it's hot.
Yeah. Now, the next big holiday is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So you want to become a believer before that.
Uh-huh.
Learn some type of prayer before that.
What about Halloween?
Halloween. Black people don't care nothing about Halloween. You can come over to the house as the devil. We don't give a damn. Get yourself some candy. We drunk. We don't hear that. Oh, you done came as the devil. I see you. That's all it. But I'm telling you right now, man, this ain't fitting to work. Her grandmama and them can trip. You ought to just become a believer. Go and see what has made this woman so amazing and unbelievable. It's because of what she believed. You might can better yourself with your broke ass, because I already know you ain't got no money.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. Email us
Drug
or Instagram.
Drug dealers pray to the Lord. I wish I could think of that saint that be in all the dope boys' house.
Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry
Letter.
You ain't
even got that statue.
At SteveHarveyFM.com. And while you're there, check out our Paris vacation pictures. Coming up in about 10 minutes, our girl from the talk, Cheryl Underwood, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Carla is here with her reality update. We are still here. We are still praying for the Queen of Soul. Please go to all social media at steveharvey.com to post your prayers, your love, and support messages to the Queen of Soul, the one and only Aretha Franklin. We love you. You are our queen, and we love you.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Steve, she's here. Please introduce our girl from the talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cheryl Underwood.
Thank you, Steve Harvey. And I'm glad y'all mentioned Aretha Franklin because every song that she has made connect to somebody else. Like Omarosa, right? Recording people in the White House. Got the little, what's the magician boy? The Penn and Teller, the one that talk, not the one that don't talk. Say he was in the room when it happened. Everybody know what's going on. I didn't know there was two black women working in the White House. Omarosa and another lady were talking about what they going to do about the tape if it possibly happened. So the tape might exist. I know you think, well, how are you going to connect this to Aretha Franklin? Because I like to dedicate this to Omarosa. What a friend we have in Jesus. Because you ain't got no friends up in the White House no more. Because you taping everybody. And you done lost your good White House job. See how I brought it together.
Yeah, See how to bring that together.
That's right. I brought it together. See, and then what I want to dedicate to everybody that's just trying to live that life and march forward is How I Got Over. That's a good song. How I Got Over. My soul looks back in wonder. How I got over. Y'all don't know. And then every man that I know, I'm saying a little prayer for you.
That's my jam.
And the minute I kicked it with, go ahead, Dr. Feel Good. See, I'm just saying all the Aretha Franklin song. I don't want nobody. That's right. Y'all understand. We love Aretha Franklin. I remember when she came on the talk. When we was in New York. And we were singing background. And Shirley and Carla, I swear, oh Lord, I was wearing a dress that I shouldn't have been wearing. I look like, you know that canister of biscuits that accidentally pop open? That's how I look in my little bandage dress.
Stop.
No, for real. I look like, they look like the biscuits had popped over accidentally. So now you got to cook them. And you got that hard side that don't rise up. So that's how I look with a singing background for Aretha. No, that's how I look. And she was just so nice to me. And then when I shouted her out, because I said, you know, they were talking about Beyonce being the queen. I said, the only queen I know is Aretha Franklin because I'm old school.
Right.
And Aretha sent us flowers. And she came on the show again and she sang. And just a beautiful person.
She's
a beautiful person and just love her. Did you know she's from Memphis? Did you know that, Junior?
She was born in Memphis. Right?
They went to Detroit. That. I'm gonna tell you what about her. That she was engaged to Dennis Edwards. Listen to me.
Of the Temptations.
Don't look any further, baby. You better tell me. You know what I'm about. Listen to me.
There was a Rolling Stone
replaced David
Ruffin. Yeah, man. What? They was engaged to each other.
Wow.
Aretha could pull them. Let me tell you something.
Never had a chance to see.
Come on.
That's right. Sing it, Steve.
Never heard nothing.
But bad things about him.
Oh. Cheryl,
I sang like Mississippi Monica. Oh,
horrible.
Why are we talking about something not gonna be horrible?
So tell me this.
Yeah.
What's your view on Omarosa?
That girl hustle hard. But see, listen, if she was more credible to us, people would take this a little more seriously. But because she recorded everybody, which she should have recorded. Listen to me. All black people are now going to do an Omarosa when we get ready to be walked out our jobs. So you better frisk us before we go in there. Because we going to record. That girl had the tape. Did she have it on her thigh? What did she have in a Brazil? And the tape was clear. She got them talking smack about her. Oh, speaking of talking smack, I will be at the Stardome in Birmingham, Hoover, Alabama. So hear me clearly. I need y'all to buy these tickets because I'm trying to get ready for Sand and Soul. I'm trying to find white linen for Sand and Soul, and you cannot find pure white linen so I can look good at Sand and Soul. And I will also be at Zanies in Nashville. Huh?
Go online to a store called 100%
Capri. 100%
Capri.
What size is they got?
They got a store in L.A.
What size is
it? No. They go very, very big. Even in Capri.
In Capri.
It's a store from Capri. Look it up. See if it's...
Okay, I'm going to look it up.
They have a store in the States, the lady
told me. I'm going to go to...
It's called 100% Capri. All they sell is linen.
Do they have elastic waist? I need elastic waist.
You need that.
No, I showed them sweat for long.
I need a lap. Listen to me. A dime piece if you want to. I'm more like a bottle of ketchup or something. Listen to me. I need the elastic waist. And then have the top fit. Because I'm really two sizes. I'm three sizes. I'm a top at the bottom. And then I'm a top at the bottom top. And I'm three sizes, really. I'm kind of wide.
Cheryl.
What?
Cheryl.
No, I'm telling the truth.
She do it to herself, boy.
I'm telling the truth. Listen, women
just
don't want to admit.
The linen.
No, you can't just order the linen because you might be. Like, I tried on some petite pants and was flooding. Now, these youngins do not know what flood is. And I thought I was petite because I'm 5'2". You can't wear petite all the time. I'm really 5'3", and that onion suck up the pants. Mm. So I can't wear petite. Then, but I got bosom. Praise the Lord. Bosom that I didn't have to pay for. This was all cornbread and greens right here. I didn't pay for this. This is soul food bosom. So I gotta wear a larger top because I got a bosom, but I got no shoulder. My shoulder roll over. That's what happened.
Well, Cheryl.
Yes.
Cheryl.
Really, Cheryl.
Yes.
I just looked it up online.
You looked it up?
Bell Harbor Shops.
Bell Harbor
Shops.
In Miami.
You know,
oh, so I have to get off the plane. Right, I have to get off the plane before I get to, because I go L.A., Miami, Miami to San Isidro, right? That's, well, why y'all just can't pick me up something and bring, I'm like a 16, I'm a 16, sort of a 14, just something good. Oh, and if you got anybody there, I need my braid girl to talk, because when my hair grow out, I got two pieces of hair in the braid and it's dangling. It's dangling.
So
it's dangling. Yeah. When you in between, it's so embarrassing.
Right.
And I don't want to be kicking it
wig.
And swimming. No, it's going to be too hot, and I'm going to sweat. I'm going to be sweating like Charlie Wilson. So I can't.
Ooh, he can sweat.
Yes. Show Kanan. When he be singing for real. Listen to me, I'm ready for saying this, so I just got to get myself together. But Steve and y'all travel safe in France. All the French people.
Thank you, baby.
Did I say in French? All the French people. Love us. Talk to their prime minister. Don't mention Trump because he don't like him.
No. Yes.
And it was a vote against Hillary Clinton. That's really what it was. And we went to the polls
for
Hillary Clinton.
We got to get out of here.
And
girl.
Hillary, let's say, we didn't do this.
All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, Carla's reality update right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Tommy, it's on you. Introduce our girl, Carla Farrell.
You know what it is. It's that time, Carla's reality update.
All right, thank you, nephew. Okay, Steve, you remember last season we used to do the updates on Power?
Mm-hmm.
So we've been watching it all summer long.
I ain't seen it, but watch me put it together.
You're going to put it together.
I love this.
Boy, watch this here.
I love it. Okay, so here we go. Now, this past Sunday night, Tasha was desperate, and she asked her boyfriend / attorney, Silver, Terry Silver, to help her protect her son, Tariq, for killing Ray Ray. So did you know
that? That ain't going to happen, though. See, your loving ain't that good. Now, I'm going to get disbarred because you passing out a little bit of tail. And now your boy done killed this thing. You think I'm finna save him? I'm going to go through the motions.
Oh.
But there's nothing in the judicial system that's going to save this boy. He going to go through the motions just for the trim. But he ain't finna do it.
What? So he's just going to tell her that he's going to. Uh-oh.
Yeah, but what he going to do? Now, he can't make no more money. That's why you want him in the first place, because he got money. Man can't lose his money. Just so y'all can stay friends.
Ooh, what? Come on, Carla.
Okay,
now
so
what you got.
My next statement was that even Ghost went to Silver and threatened him and told him he had to help Tasha. Tasha goes to Silver's apartment. Guess what?
Had sex with him.
No. She did, and then guess what happened after that?
Ghost said he gonna kill all of them.
No.
And then
not quite.
After that, Terry did exactly what you just said. Uh-huh. He left.
He out.
Always he
apartment
out.
Completely
he
empty.
The apartment, that's right, Tommy.
What?
He didn't want to live that life. He was not about that life, being a criminal, covering up obstruction of justice.
He can't get disbarred messing around with you.
Yes.
And this little ignorant-ass boy over here killing people want to be free.
Would he have done it if Ghost hadn't gone? You think he would have still done it, huh?
No. What? No.
Ghost was just to push you over the edge.
Yeah.
He already wasn't cool with that. Man can't throw his livelihood away.
Silver was not about that life.
About this ignorant-ass boy.
You haven't seen this
at all? What you talking about? You never seen that episode.
It sounds like he didn't watch it, though.
Yes.
Let me explain something. If Ghost was sitting in that corner, I wouldn't know who the hell it was.
Yes, what? You would. Yes,
you would know by our reaction.
I mean, I would know him as an actor.
Yeah, Omari.
I don't. Oh, Omari Hardwick?
Yes.
That's who Ghost is?
Yes.
See, I didn't know that.
That's who Ghost is.
You would know by
Omari
our
Hardwick,
reaction.
Cold boy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, the best that ever did it. Yeah.
He's the best that's ever did it. One of the best.
Continuing, here we go. Angela, I think she's really skating on thin ice. She's turning into a criminal.
Yeah.
Angela, don't you think so, Tommy?
Unlike Carrie. It's too late to turn back.
She can't. Yes. Yeah, yeah. So she has to be careful, though, because Proctor is trying to figure some things out. And then Angela is very smart, though. She's got Monk on her side now.
Oh!
Yeah. She told Monk that she has some information about getting him transferred out of New York to D.C. Mm-hmm. And so now Monk is going to probably tell Angela everything he knows because, you know, they're trying to shut her down, Steve, and take her job away from her.
I hate her.
Yes, 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 yes. All right, so Teresi better not turn.
So Angela just, I'm a roast.
Calling everybody.
Pretty much.
That's pretty accurate. She's recording people. She got a GPS tracker. That's pretty much it. And then Teresi, he better not turn on his son, Tommy. I'll tell you that, because Teresi is doing some really sneaky stuff, and his freedom is going to cost him. What do you think? Do you think?
Well, how long have he had it?
His freedom? Not long.
Freedom.
I'm talking about the dude with the Tourette's.
No.
No, that's his name, Teresi.
No,
Teresi.
It's his name.
Teresi is his last name. Oh, he's Italian.
What are you talking about, man?
Teresi.
Tourette is when you twitch
it. How long
has he had it? I can't figure out how long he had it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I can't stand him. I cannot stand him.
He did not say that.
Teresi is Tommy's daddy on the show Power. He's made a deal with the attorney's office, and so now he has to turn on his son. So I'm asking you,
dude. I thought you said you did.
I can't stand you.
How long he
Why? Had that? Why, Lord?
Oh,
why?
Lord.
Why do y'all even ask?
Does he keep repeating his lines?
He keep repeating his lines. And then finally, what do you think about Ghost? He finally got some traction on Councilman Tate, which is played by Lorenz Tate.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, yep. And
Dre's that was a nice scene at the bar, boy.
That was a nice scene, wasn't it, Junior?
Ooh. Now, Ghost going to try to blackmail him.
Yeah, he did, basically.
He did.
He did.
That's what he did.
Are you sure? You don't
watch
this?
You've
been watching this, Steve.
You had to.
Ghost blackmailed Councilman Tate for the run for governor.
Okay, Ghost is coming back to himself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's getting his swag back.
On my mama, I've never seen an episode of Power. I just know 50 Cent on it.
Then he ain't seen it. If you say that, he ain't seen it. Trust me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't play with my mama.
And then speaking of 50 Cent, speaking of Kanan killed Diego.
What Floyd say about that?
Floyd?
Who? Floyd Mayweather?
Floyd Mayweather.
What that guy could do?
I heard about this. I was on the boat.
About their beef.
And on the gram. Right. Evidently.
Yeah. So Kanan killed Diego, so he's trying to get the connect and the power. So if you notice with this update, what I'm saying, a lot of people got the power right now. Ghost got power over Councilman Tate. Uh-huh. Tariq is trying to do his thing and turn into a criminal, but he's so disloyal to his daddy. I'm so sick of him. Mm-hmm. And then, finally, who do you think should take the fall for Ray Ray's murder? So hit me up at Lips by Carla. This was Reality Update. We'll be back at 20 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the war of words continues between the White House and Omarosa. Several reports say that President Trump is filing arbitration against Omarosa for her alleged violation of a non-disclosure agreement. The agreement was signed back in 2016. And as we've been telling you, Mr. Trump and Omarosa have been engaged in a war of words since she began promoting her tell-all book about her time as a White House staffer. She claims that Donald Trump has serious mental impairment. Those are in quotations, serious mental impairment, and claims she's heard a tape of him using the N-word. The latest exchange, Omarosa unveiled a secret recording of a discussion she had with two other staffers. about suggestions that Trump had dropped the N-bomb, N-word bomb. Trump has since taken to Twitter to call her a lowlife and a dog. We talked about this yesterday, and everybody's talking about this. I mean, a dog, sure. Though?
Can I ask something? If we run the tape and hit, what's going to happen then? What?
He'll probably get more votes and win even bigger. The way things are going for him.
Let me tell you something. Omarosa has to be very careful. The way this administration is set up and the way Congress and the House is set up, the two houses are set up, the Republicans know this man is not presidential. Yeah. But now it's about protecting the power, the control, and their House seat, which is their paycheck.
Yeah. Yes.
It's about controlling
and
that.
Their power, yeah.
They are not going to do anything to let that power, control, and them seats go, because that's their livelihood.
But when you say she needs to be careful, what exactly are you saying?
They're going to crush her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are going to crush Omarosa.
Because he's all about loyalty, the president.
Yeah, he really is. You say something bad about him, he's coming for you.
He does not play that.
But and she's making them look stupid, because when you go into the Situation Room, you know you're supposed to leave your phone and all that stuff outside. Now it looks like there's no security in the Situation Room.
This is Game of Thrones. Yeah. That's what this is.
Well, that's a security breach.
For real. It is. Yeah. You know, but it makes them look stupid, like they weren't on top of their game, and she exposed it.
They're going to find a way. It's not that they're not on top of their game. Mm-hmm. She's in the inner circle. Mm-hmm. She has certain clearances. Now they've exposed the fact that people are recording this, now they're going to tighten the screws up.
To prevent
another leak. Yeah.
Right.
But they're going to toss Omarosa up.
Yeah.
And I hate to see this for this sister, man, because they're going to toss her up. Like her or not, they're going to toss her and make an example
of her. We don't want to see that.
And that's what's going to get ugly.
Right.
Because she's going about it the wrong way.
She really, really is.
And in her interviews to sell the books, she's making no friends.
Being so combative.
She's making no friends.
With these journalists and TV hosts and things. Yeah.
It's just not a good look.
Yeah, it's just not. She's not very likable.
Here's the problem.
You know, people don't like her.
She's going on the stations who are liberal, who are left-wing.
Like the Today Show.
Who always promote the wrong stuff that Trump does. Mm-hmm. She's going on there. But she's going on there as the enemy. Because she is from the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. So they're not welcoming her with open arms. They're attacking her for being a member of the Trump administration. She's twofold in a very, very tough situation.
Yeah, she is. Okay, well, we'll come back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
Yeah!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all invited here. Non-reminiscence of the White House. Everybody is welcome here.
I thought we were recording conversations.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to tell everybody from now on, if you talk to me, your ass getting Omarosa. I'm just telling you right now. I'm recording in case it's a situation.
Okay.
We in the Situation Room.
Yeah.
So, you know,
come on.
Let's get to it.
Always something.
Everywhere you go.
So I'm trying to buy this watch. I done bought the watch. I'm looking for different straps for it. Mm-hmm. The guy sets us in the store for 20 minutes, finds the strap, says you can go by tomorrow. We get up, me and my boy Will. Mm-hmm. We in the car. We go to the big watch store. They take us upstairs in a special room. We got champagne. We chilling. Everything good. We give him the information, the number to the watch, the strap we looking for.
Right.
And then found out you have reservations for this strap. Yes, we have reservations for the strap. Reservation means somebody holding it.
Okay.
Oh, we said it's on hold. He said, is it reservations? Yeah, that too. Got all that. All right. He come back twice, getting some more information. He come back and he says, I'm so sorry, but Jean-Pierre
I told him yesterday that we do not have that color strap, sir. I am so sorry. And now you are sitting here in front of me. Excuse me. I am going to make a phone call.
He turned around and got his phone call. French. He cussed this dude out so damn sexy. He didn't even know he was...
Jacques Mouret, Zambiac son blitz, And they are looking at me if I can tell you the black kids are pulled up. I don't have to wonder why. Jacques Cumplet. I know that he was saying, do you hear me?
Yes, Jacques Cumplet.
And the dude turned around and said something. Then he got in front of me and said, it's Jean Jacques Cumplet. Never. So he turned around and said,
what did he say to you after that?
So, monsieur. I would like to offer you a 10% discount of anything in this store for the apologies of the inconvenience of you traveling.
Oh,
I said,
okay, nice.
Cool. Appreciate that, player. Don't want nothing else. 10% off these watches ain't enough. No, show the hell ain't buying none one of these.
Yeah.
So let's just go ease on out here. Appreciate the champagne and the French cookies. Suck you, blood!
All right, listen. Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We'll have more fun, more Paris stories, all of that right after this. One more time, Steve.
Suck you, blood! Je ne sais pas!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we are, last break of the day. Time for closing remarks. We love this portion of the show because you always leave us with something encouraging, something enlightening.
Today is going to be really good because it's something that came to me while I was on my trip. Mm-hmm. One of the things that, what I want to go over with today is something that I learned on my vacation. When I take my yearly trip with my wife, it's to gain clarity. It's the period of my life that I do the absolute most praying because I don't have to go to work. I ain't got to sit in the chair. I don't have to, nobody's around me. So it's really the period of my life where I do the most praying because I talk to him a lot because I'm relaxed. I'm out on that water and I have a lot of conversations with him. One of the things that I learned about myself that I have to do, and I'm just going to share it with you all. You may see yourself in this position too. I have to start having a better attitude. I just have to. And you know, like I was talking to you the other day about to whom much is given, much is required. How I was listening to Bishop Jakes and how he straightened that whole scripture out for me. Well, it's a part of that scripture too, to whom much is given, much is required. And sometimes the requirements become so daunting. So much of you wanting to be successful takes care of so much of your time. And then you got kids, you got grandkids, you got employees, you got people on your staff, you got children, you got people, you got associates, you got coworkers, and you just find yourself always giving. If you a mother, you just give. Oh, you got a beautiful family, but you just keep giving. And you wind up sometimes complaining about this a lot. And I find myself doing that. Oh, man, I'm tired. I got a lot. I got this to do. I'm going to stop that. And what came to me on the boat was I was online looking at something and I ran across this and it just struck me. And the reason I'm going to stop complaining is because I've often said gratitude is one of the great
the lack of gratitude is one of the great blessing blockers of all time. Because if you're not grateful, God is a just God. And what he'll do is, if you're not grateful for what you have and you're steady complaining about it, why would he, being the all-knowing and just God that he is, give you some more stuff to complain about when you're not even grateful for what you have? If everything is causing you to complain, let me stop you from complaining. Let me stop giving you more. So you know what I came to? This is what hit me, man. I can't cry about having a lot on my plate when my goal was to eat.
Okay.
I can't cry about having a lot on my plate when my goal was to eat.
Come on now.
You
come
got on. To come on now. You got to start thinking about this. You complaining about what you got. Oh, my plate is full. I'm overloaded. You can't cry about having a lot on your plate when the whole time your goal was to eat.
Amen.
Now your plate full, but now you're tripping.
Yeah.
Whoa, Steve Harvey. Whoa. You can't do that. You, sir, are blocking the rest of what God has for you. And that came to me on the boat, and I just wanted to share it with y'all. I just got to watch my attitude better, because my attitude is my altitude. If you adjust your attitude, you automatically adjust your altitude. They come together. I could be doing much better if I would adjust my attitude. I can't cry about having a lot on my plate when my goal was to eat.
Amen.
See, if I look back on them years I was homeless and I kept crying out to him, God, come get me. Lord, I want to eat. I'm tired of being destitute. I'm tired of being out. And I kept crying out to him, and he heard my cry, and now he loaded my plate up. Now I want to complain about the plate being loaded. It's too much. Oh, partner, what you want? You want to go back to living in that car?
Woo.
You want to go back to window shopping? That what you want? You want to go back to having horrible credit? You want to go back to not being able to make no moves? That's what you want? Nope. Okay, then cool. You can't cry about having a lot on your plate when your goal was to eat. Adjust your attitude. You immediately change your altitude. If I want to go higher, I got to praise him more. I got to thank him more. I got to be more grateful. With all that's on my plate, with all the requirements that's been given me, that come with it, man. So you can't get it and then don't get what come with it. It don't work that way. Look, man, you can't be the heavyweight champ of the world in boxing and not get in the ring and have people swinging at you. It ain't gonna happen. Partner, if you want to be the MMA champ, you got to get in the cage. They not gonna hand you the title unless you get in the cage. Those are my closing remarks today.
Beautiful. Drop the mic.
Just wanted to know that.
Yes, sir.
That helped me.
It did.
That helped me right there.
Bruh.
Adjust
you
that
can't
attitude.
Cry about having a lot on your plate when your goal was to eat.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Stop.
So tomorrow when we play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy, adjust your attitude. That's
oh,
all
my attitude
saying.
Fine. He the one.
Oh, God.
It always comes back to this.
I do not have an attitude. Bon appetit.
It's bon appetit.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.